It's Sustaining Alive with Rita Steele. Thanks to Scarecrow, your local kitchen, florist and grocer. Go to scarecrow.co.nz.
Oh, thank you very much, Scarecrow. We've actually got a special guest on the line this evening, a gentleman named Toby Ricketts, who has just built a house out of hemp.
Kia ora, mate. How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Not bad. You feeling quite chuffed with yourself?
Oh, yes. It's the end of a big project. totally stoked to be in into it and doing something a bit different.
I'm not completely unfamiliar with hempcrete. I did kind of look into all the things that hemp can do, and it's vast. Yeah, hempcrete is just one of them. Is the reason it's so good is it's kind of like it's sort of almost fibrous, like fiberglass, so it sort of holds together that way?
Totally. I mean, hemp's been used for centuries because it's got such long fibers that it has lots of strength. Like rope has always been made out of hemp. Yeah. And it's been like the number one textile fabric for ages. And it kind of got pushed back a bit with the whole prohibition movement in the 20th century. But it's one of the best materials for doing construction, anything that requires strength, really.
How did you go about it in New Zealand? Like, what boxes did you have to tick to go, hey, the man, I want to make a house out of hemp? Were they like, sure thing?
Yeah. Well, not exactly. No, it was tricky. There were two houses that were consented before we were down in New Plymouth.
Right.
And we were about the third or fourth, I think. It's the first one that's been done on poles, so it's on a pole foundation that's up off the ground.
Okay.
But basically had to prove to them that it wouldn't fall down, obviously it wouldn't leak, you know, all that kind of stuff. But since the system that we used, which comes from Europe, had been approved in Australia and in England, we basically just had to join the dots and say, look, these guys have done it, it's totally sweet. And they kind of took a punt, I guess.
Yeah, rad. I'm actually just looking at some pictures now. It's not, you wouldn't argue that the hemp's holding the house up. It's more of like the hemp is like the brick situation around the frame, right? So it's more of an insulation situation than an actual,
it's not structural. It's just like you build basically a normal house.
The walls are completely solid with hemp all around the walls. Yeah. Like the wood is like a skeleton and the hemp is the body.
And in a usual house, you have a what's called a cavity in between the two, the inside and the outside.
Right.
But this doesn't have that. It's monolithic, so it's just filled in all that stuff, and it's a great insulator.
Tell us about the bonuses.
There's tons, but I'll go briefly on it.
Right.
The number one is it's like carbon positive, so we'll actually suck carbon out of the air as it ossifies, which is really cool. So if you really quantify, like our build was pretty much carbon neutral because we had to get the hemp from overseas, but it's been grown and processed in New Zealand now, so you could actually go carbon positive, which is cool.
Fabulous.
It's high performance, low tech, which means like it's really high performing in terms of like better than traditional building materials, but it's really easy. It's not like you need a super, you know, don't need to be super knowledgeable about stuff or employ any special kind of gear to make it happen. It's just literally mixing stuff together and putting it in the walls.
Yeah, and you're just kind of framing the walls. You're putting like a bit of ply on the outside and you're just kind of filling it up like you would when you're pouring concrete.
Yeah.
Is it like a concrete mix as well? Are you using like
It is. It's a bit drier. It's a bit more like kind of a dryish sort of porridge when it goes in.
Mm-hmm, right.
It's literally just putting two sort of parts together and water, and then it's setting sort of overnight, which is kind of cool.
Did you have a builder that was sort of on board, or did you have to kind of do a lot yourself and sort of take a bit on yourself just to sort of ease the builder into the situation? Or was he like, yeah, fucking sweet as, or they, sorry?
Well, since I've never really built anything before doing this project, I employed a builder friend to like do the structural stuff for me. So basically, like go to the framing stage and build a house that wasn't going to fall down.
Cool, cool.
And then from that point, since no one's got any expertise in New Zealand about hemp, it was a case of just like learning as much as I possibly could. We brought a guy over from Australia who spent a week with us just showing us like the best practice, and then basically it was just like doing it for 8 months, sometimes with workshops, but then COVID hit, so it basically ended up being me and my wife doing hard yards for about 6 months on our own and getting it built.
The finish looks really rad. It's like a wavy concrete. Are you going to leave the finish like that and just sort of polyurethane it or treat it, or do you have to like paint it, or what do you do then?
Well, according to the plans, we have to lime render it, which is put like a hard shell of lime on the outside. And we've done it for most of the building, but we want to leave a couple of walls because it does look amazing.
I imagine.
Like
it looks really cool. Yeah.
We've treated it with a stuff called sodium silicate, which is basically like the stuff you get in when you buy like a computer, all those little balls that soak up all the moisture. And so you spray that on, and it kind of gives it a little glaze, but it's still breathable, which is quite cool.
Mm-hmm.
What's the lifespan of the timber like inside the hempcrete?
Much longer than it would be out without that hemp layer, because the lime in the hempcrete is constantly sucking moisture out. So it's kind of like ossifying and drying all that stuff inside the wall.
You don't have to treat the wood at all, you just put it straight in there?
No.
Rad.
No, you don't have to use treated wood. And that also makes it like mold resistant, it's fireproof, and it's also like rat proof.
It's
like,
so good, man. It's just amazing, eh? Like, people need to fucking wake up. What's it like when it's hard? Like, can you, like say I need to run a pipe last minute, can I, like, chisel it quite easily? Or what's the vibe
totally,
there?
Yeah. It is. It's an interesting mix because, like, it's a little bit like Weet-Bix in a funny kind of way. Like, on the outside, it can feel a bit like a little tiny bit flake off because it's still sort of brand new.
Is it that light?
But it's super light, yeah.
Right,
it's about
cool.
one-tenth the weight of concrete. It's about 250 kilos per cube once it's actually dried.
So you're kind of living in a chili bin almost, eh? So it keeps, it's like insulation city.
But it's different from a chili bin in that it breathes. So
yeah,
it's
right.
This amazing quality where, like, over winter, we didn't have a fireplace in for a little while. And it was getting down to, like, 4 degrees outside overnight, and it was still, like, 20 degrees inside.
Mm-hmm.
So it does provide amazing insulation, but you still have that kind of fresh air feeling of, like, having the windows open because the moisture is constantly being, like, you know, shoveled to the outside. So
fabulous.
Yeah.
Really cool.
And when you ordered the hemp from overseas, what sort of form...
How does it come?
Yeah, like, what sort of form does it take?
Can you smoke it or not?
You'd have to smoke about a container of it, apparently, so we can get some kind of high, which sounds very inconvenient. It basically arrived in a couple of containers. We unloaded them on site. Just basically bags. Like, so we had, like, a normal cement bag, about 20 kilos, and then mixed that with one bag of hemp, which was a sort of prepackaged so that you could just basically dump it in with 3 liters of
water. Like a powder?
Just ratios, then?
Yeah, the lime binder is a mix of different kinds of lime, some hydraulic lime and some hydrated lime. And that's kind of a, like, that's their sort of secret recipe from overseas, because that is, like, getting that right is the trick. You can't just throw any lime together with hemp and it'll work.
Right.
Like, it's got to be just right.
Fair enough.
And the only thing about, like, it's amazingly non-toxic and stuff. Like, any stuff you don't use, you can basically just throw in the garden because, like, it's completely
right.
non-toxic and, you know, from the earth.
Yeah.
But the lime dust is super caustic. Like, anyone that works with lime will know it really, like, tries to take the moisture out of everything. So you do have to have quite good PPE. Some personal protective equipment and goggles and stuff, and it kind of burns your skin if your skin's a little bit wet, so you do need to take a lot of care. But we came up with a good system after the first few weeks where we got a few, like, burns and itchy bits, and then it was easy after that.
We just respected a bit more. Yeah.
Totally, yeah.
Mean.
Yeah.
Very interesting stuff. It's I encourage everyone to have a look, especially because we had a report the other day that we're running out of pink bats. So it's kind of like, well, this deletes that whole situation.
Well, it does, exactly. I mean, we don't have it in the roof, but what we do have is wool insulation from Terralina in Christchurch that takes old, like, carpet offcuts and stuff, and they make it, and I think just wool, and they make it into this amazing, like, wool insulation you can put in, and you don't need any PPE for that because it doesn't give you that scratchy feeling that pink bats does.
Was this just a one-off project for you, or are you now building more of these houses?
No, it's just a one-off for me. It's just a total passion project.
Right.
Like I said, I was kind of a keen DIYer before, but never, ever thought it would be this big. And I think partly because I was so naive and really didn't know what I was getting myself into.
Yeah.
Like, that's why it worked. If I knew what was up, I actually wouldn't have done it.
I think a lot of people...
It pays not to look at the top of the mountain when you're walking up it, for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I didn't even know how high the mountain was. It was just like, let's just start walking, put one foot in front of the other, and we'll just stop when we get to the top.
Good on you, man. Hey, one last thing. Obviously, this will get better throughout time, but what was the cost like? Did it stack up?
Too bad. Yeah. It was probably, I mean, it was hard to say, and I kind of gave up counting halfway through.
It can be depressing as well, right?
Yeah. But it's meant to be about the same as building a brick house.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it's a little bit more expensive than a wooden house. Now that it's actually being made in New Zealand, like, people growing hemp, and there's a processing plant in Christchurch,
right,
the cost would have been a lot less for us. And if you could somehow, if someone can come up with the correct binder, which I think is going to happen in the next couple of years, and make that in New Zealand, then it's going to be way cheaper than any kind of house, I reckon.
And you mentioned brick, but, like, what if the big bad wolf came along and wanted to huff and puff and blow the house down? Would it be okay?
Oh, and totally. I mean, again, the structure comes back to actually how you do the framing and stuff inside. And so as long as it's compliant with all the engineering requirements, then it's kind of like, you know, it's going to last for ages. The oldest house in the world that they've discovered, which is about 4,000 years old, was made of hemp and lime.
So classic.
Somewhere in the Middle East. So it's like, the funny thing about the hemp, the lime, is that as it draws the carbon out of the atmosphere, it actually gets harder over time.
So it's really interesting that it's kind of news to us, but it's just been around for ages, and we're really just kind of relearning what we already knew.
Totally.
It's very interesting.
Yeah.
Rad, man. Well, give yourself a massive pat on the back. You know, good on you.
Do you have a, sort of any advice in general that you might, or resources that you might steer other people that are interested in this toward?
Definitely go and read this Hemp House Northland read. This.
Yeah, if you give it a search there, the Earth Building Association of New Zealand, they've had a couple of articles in their magazine.
Earth Building Association of New Zealand.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, EBAN. Yep. They've got a magazine, which we've been featuring a couple of times, and I've kind of told the story in there. I'm about to actually cut together and release a 10-minute documentary about the whole thing, which is probably coming in the next 2 months when I get time to put it together, but I filmed every part of the process. And cool. My YouTube channel is youtube.com/TobyRicketts.
Nice. Rad, man. Yeah, it's cool. It's just cool. Like, it looks like it just makes friends with anyone. You've ported it in here with like the strapping and everything just goes. It's not what I expected. I was expecting it to be like hemp bricks, but like you say, it's just kind of like it's insulating the wood in a sense and making like a
totally.
Putting a skin on a skeleton. Yeah. Very rad, man. Thanks very much for talking us through it.
No worries at all. Anytime.
Cheers, Toby. Awesome.
Peace.
Sustaining Alive on 95BFM. Thanks to Scarecrow, your local kitchen, florist and grocer. Go to scarecrow.co.nz.